And now to France, where the first round of the French presidential election is set for Saturday. The candidates are crisscrossing the country trying to win voters. Polls show that 40% of French voters are still undecided. Eleanor Beardsley spent a weekend in a small town in Burgundy to see how the candidates and their messages are playing out.
Bells are ringing in the church spires of the town of Saumur-en-Auxois, set deep in the green Burgundy countryside about halfway between Paris and Dijon. Saumur is in many ways a typical provincial French town. Its shops close every day between noon and two, and there is a sense of serenity and well-being here that seems as old as the medieval towers that anchor the town. But inside the shops and houses of Saumur, as in the rest of France, there's a furious debate going on over who is best suited to become the next French president: conservative Nicolas Sarkozy, socialist Ségolène Royal, or one of the other 10 candidates. Just across the cobblestone square from Saumur's Notre-Dame Catholic Church, 65-year-old Françoise Gros-Perret runs the small household appliance store her parents opened in 1945. Like many of Saumur's voters, Gros-Perret says she is still hesitating.
Mais la Ségolène, ça fait pas, hein? Non, moi je l'aime pas.
I don't like Ségolène. She gets on my nerves, and I feel like if there were a real disaster or challenge facing the country, she wouldn't know how to handle it. I like Sarkozy okay, but he doesn't think before he speaks. He needs to hold his tongue a little.
Inside the Bar de la Poste, customers lament the high cost of living over mugs of beer. 40-year-old François Ballon, who describes himself as a blue-collar worker, says he has nothing left at the end of the month after paying his rent. Things became too expensive in France when we switched to the euro, he says. We should have kept the franc. Ballon says he'll vote for the party of far-right anti-immigrant candidate Jean-Marie Le Pen. Saumur's houses and gardens are well-tended, and its shop-lined streets bustle with activity. Unlike many French provincial towns, Saumur's population of 5,000 is growing, and its unemployment rate is half the national average thanks to a hospital and surrounding agriculture industries. Saumur also attracts tourists. One guidebook describes it as a medieval jewel. And this summer, the Tour de France will pass through Saumur. Resident Audrey Guillaume, who is buying vegetables at the outdoor market, says life is good here, but Saumur socialist voters are in a quandary.
Lots of people on the left, like me, don't know if we have the luxury of being able to vote for a fringe candidate that we really like in the first round, or if we should vote strategically. Because we remember what happened last time, when Jean-Marie Le Pen made it to the second round.
Guillaume says she favors the far-left anti-globalization candidate Olivier Besancenot, but worries that a vote for him might jeopardize the chances of Ségolène Royal, the left's only real hope of beating Sarkozy. Many people on the left and right here express disappointment with the level of the presidential debate. They say important topics like the deficit and France's place in Europe are hardly mentioned, while populist issues like juvenile crime and French national identity have monopolized media attention. 43-year-old Laurent Piron is relaxing in his backyard with his wife and three children. He has his own landscaping business and plenty of work, he says, but can't afford to hire help because payroll taxes are too high.
Non, mais les choses qui vont pas déjà en France, il y a trop de social.
There is too much social spending in France, and it's costing those of us who work. The ideal candidate for me is someone who will cut social spending and give hardworking entrepreneurs like us tax breaks so that we can hire people and keep jobs from leaving the country.
Piron says he'll vote for Sarkozy, who is so far leading in the polls. But many Saumur residents dismiss the polls as unreliable. They say the number of French voters still up for grabs here and across the country could mean a big surprise on election day. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Saumur-en-Auxois.